Space News 49. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of October 25th, 2024. The first piece of news for today. The first part of the extension of Talika City's spaceport was just finished yesterday after several weeks of construction. This extension will enable Talika City Spaceport to simultaneously handle as many as 3 or 4 large transport craft, as big as a Talika class, in addition to the regular landing surfaces of the original, first part of the starport, which has been functioning for decades with no need for improvements until now. This extension was necessary as Tajitans have increased their interest in space travel in the last few years. Yesterday, I attended the official initiation of operations for this new second part, where I signed the termination of the construction and welcomed the first transport craft. It had been awaiting landing permission for several hours, just hovering over the grasslands west of the starport. It was a modern large transport shuttle which makes regular trips from Tema to Era, and vice versa, and was about 300 meters long. I went to Tema using remote presence no less than 3 times yesterday attending my duties as the Tajetan Queen, and it had never been so obvious for me to see the time-slip differential problem between planet Earth and Tema. During my third visit of the day, when I signed the initiation of operations of the new part of the starport, the entire event took some 25 minutes for me, yet on board the starship Sardaclea, which is following Earth time, over 2 hours, had passed. The second piece of news is about my health. My type 1 diabetes is gone, as if it had never happened, as if it never was. I had a very strong and rare Irma intervention to cure me from it, and it worked. I don't want to say much here today, because I am preparing a series of at least 3 videos, where I will narrate what I went through in full detail, side by side with our magnificent furry friends, who are fully responsible for curing me. Sorry, Dr. Sane Trey, thank you for all your efforts and your dedication, and for all your needles as well, but I never saw your dry medical pod work for me. I also want to thank all of you who researched about type 1 diabetes, and who somehow managed to get their information to me. Thank you for your concern and for helping me. You are an awesome bunch, and I love you very much. I will no longer be needing more diabetes suggestions, thank you, because as I said above, the Irma cats have solved the issue for me. I am battling other health problems right now, like a lung infection, very painful menstrual periods, and low body weight for my height, but they will pass, so I only need to be strong there for a bit. If you have been following me for some time and care to remember, this diabetes issue in me is not new, it simply didn't have a name, because for Tajetan medicine, diabetes as such is virtually non-existent, or it is associated with other problems. So all my food issues, intolerances, and bad symptoms went largely undetected for over 2 years, until Dr. Anna, who has Earth medical training, finally added the dots and diagnosed it for me. Moving to the next subject, I am changing my birthday back to March 8th, which is my original date, and the astronomically correct one. As you know, I was not born on Earth, therefore my birthday is a mathematical, star date equivalent, calculation, where March 8th is the correct result, and not the other one. I should have never accepted it being changed, as I was moved simply so as not to fall on the same date March 8th as little Yaji Sophia. But things are as they are, and we do share the same birthday. Moving on to other subjects. There is a couple of things I can add so far to what I said in my recent video about what on earth is happening in Australia. Our people in the Vieira informed us that the Alfreytons were transporting many of their Galactic Federation representatives, as well as some from other undisclosed star races, to a series of high-level meetings that took place last weekend inside their Middle Australia installations. The only reason such meetings would take place anywhere on Earth is if Earth representatives, which would be Cabal overlords, attended those meetings. And we have confirmation that at least one of those was there last weekend, a man with a golden hat, from England, you know who, check out his whereabouts yourself, and it is no secret. Even though we still do not know why so many craft, shuttles and transports were used last weekend, it looks like we have a much better picture of what was going on there on the weekend of the 18th to the 20th of October, 2024. And of course, even though we asked for information about what was going on, after all the Alfreytons brushed the Tejetan fleet no less than 5 times last week, the Vieira simply answered that it was simply routine traffic which had concentrated too much on that area, for a short time. They say, for a short time, yet for us that went on all night long. About something else. I feel I was misunderstood when I said that people shouldn't look at bad news on Earth media, which does not concern your immediate area, or any other that may affect you directly or indirectly. I also felt a little misunderstood when I said that you shouldn't help through official organizations and mechanisms. Of course, you should help if you want to. But what I meant is that you should be very careful about what official organization you are giving your resources to, as many simply stay with the money or divert it to political affairs, and it usually ends up in the pockets of all kinds of oligarchs. Another problem is that the media is basically lying, as you all know, so they create a problem, or exaggerate a real one, as a manipulative political strategy to drain the resources of good-hearted, concerned members of the human population. Remember, the narrative of all conflicts, wars, and disasters is highly controlled and filtered so they can monopolize truth, and I think I am saying too much for YouTube. I didn't mean to say that you should never look at evil, as that is a New Age concept that if you do not see any of it, it cannot be in your reality. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Swart.